Tuesday, March 21st. Staff meeting this morning, we discussed the problem of how to deal with a labor walkout from the pay board. First, what to do, and second, how to do it. Point being that we need a basic strategy that in some way enables us to blast labor for the fault of everything that's wrong. And we need to keep it tied to the longshore strike and not let them get away with walking out on the basis of the failure of the price board to keep the prices down. Schultz met with Conley and Stein, Rumsfeld, and so on, and then went in to talk to the president to suggest that he call Meany and say that he'd like Schultz to come over and talk to him. The president felt strongly he should not call Meany, but that Schultz would just go on over, saying the president had told him to come. And that's what they did. I'm not sure how that came out. The point would be to try to keep Meany from walking out, but not plead with him in any way. The president also got into the drug follow-up question. He's thinking of doing a 15-minute TV thing on drugs to ask for national support for the effort. He was very distressed with the drug group's pamphlet with a quote from the president because it said that the problem must be dealt with in a variety of ways, which he thinks is very weak. He wants to use hard, zinging words on this. He also thought maybe we ought to get a small poll done on the question of how strongly people feel about penalties for traffickers, such as life imprisonment without parole or death penalty, tied to the idea of the Lindbergh Law. So the president had a super loaded schedule today with the Turkish state visit, plus a bunch of meetings and appointments. So kept him pretty well occupied. No action on the IT&T because they're holding up the hearings until they get the testimony from Dita Beard. So overall, things were pretty slow. End of March 21st.